Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Per Gimel, Halacha Beis, and in the Arts Brothers Trish Davids on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, and in the Arts Gold Trish Davids on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and today's Davids sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mem Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says, Hadas Agazel Vayavish, Pasol. A stolen Hadas or dry one is Pasol. Shal Shev Shalani Dachas, Pasol. If it's from an Ashera or from an Irani Dachas, it's Pasol. Niktam Roshai, if the tip is snipped off or Nifritsu Olav, the leaves fell off, and none of these that we just mentioned are Chiddush because they're all the same Psulim that we had by Lulav. Here we have a new one though. Aisha hayu anav of merubai smay olav. If the berries are more than the leaves, pasul, then it's pasul. The dasim that you buy aren't going to have any berries on them. However, if you've ever seen a hadas tree, you'll notice that hadasim, as they grow, develop berries of sorts. They're not edible, but they're just small balls that look like berries, and so if there's more berries on the hadas than there are leaves, it's pasul. However, vim miatan kosher, if you took them away, you minimized them, you pulled a bunch of these berries off, and now there's more leaves than berries, it's kosher. Now just be careful, v'inumatin b'yamtif, you're not allowed to do this on yamtif because it's called metakin mana. You're fixing up this kli, if you will. It's not a Kli. It's a hadas, but you're fixing it up in order to be able to use it, so that can't be done on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vanaf Eitz Avos. That's the way the Pasuk describes hadasim. What do we learn from here? Eitz Shanaf of Chayfin as Rubai. We have to use some sort of eitz, some sort of tree or branch that its leaves cover the majority of it. And Va'oila Kamin Kliya, it goes up like a braid. Avos is a lashon of braid, so it means these leaves have to be like a braid of sorts. And Ve'ezazeh, what is this? Zahadas, that's a hadas. The leaves of the hadas cover almost the entirety of the branch, and they're braided because we have three and three and three, so that's like a braid. Now, in Tamar Zesa, if you want to say that maybe it's olive branch, that can't be because Eilikman Kliya, you're right, the leaves do go up in some sort of braid, but they ain't enough of Chayvinus Rubai. The leaves don't cover the majority of the branch, and in Tamar Zargaina, if you want to say it's a Zargaina tree, well, enough of Chayvinus Rubai, the leaves do cover the majority of it, but they ain't Eilikman Kliya, they don't go up like a braid, and they zazeh, so what's the proper one to use? Zahadas, it's a hadas. Now, going to discuss these berries, the problem with the berries is when they're dark. When they're green, it's okay. But when they're dark, meaning when they turn reddish black, then that's the problem when there's too many berries. Now the question is lama, why is that? So answer number one is mishum she'in and doimos la'itzai. That's because they're not like the branch. The branch and the leaves are green, and here you have a different color. The berries are reddish blackish, and that would be a psul of hadar, as opposed to if they're green, then they're the same color and it wouldn't be a problem. Or alternatively, different answer is mishum Nigmar Pirioi, that's because the pre is finished. Once they turn this reddish blackish color, that means that this pre, whatever it is done. It's completed. It's fully ripe. And the reason why that's an issue is because the Torah says you should take anaf eitz avos, and that means it's supposed to be an eitz. It's supposed to be a branch with leaves on it and not a branch with fruit on it. And if there's more berries than leaves and the berries are actually fully ripened, so they're actually called berries, that means you're taking a branch with fruit, not a branch with leaves. Ask the Gemara, Manafim Benehoin, what's the nafkamina between these two answers? The answer is, let's say this hadas grows green berries and they don't turn reddish blackish. In Tamar, if you want to say mishum she'inu daimus la'itzai, the reason why these berries are problematic is because they're not like the branch, they're not like the leaves. So that's how I know it's on top. Hare daimus la'itzai. We have to take out that word einon in this situation where the berries remain green, so they're like the eitz and they're not a problem. And therefore, havloi taima diloi mishum shenigmar piryoi. It must be that the issue in this situation would be only because it's nigmar pri that they're completely ripened berries, and even though they're green, they're still considered like a fully ripened berry, and you would not be able to use them, and that would be according to the second answer. And moving on to Halacha Gemel, the Mishnah tells us arava gzula veveisha psula, a stolen arava or dried out arava is pasul, and shalasher shal inyan dachas psula, if it's from a sheir inyan dachas is pasul, and niktam roisha, if the tip got snipped, or nifritsu aleha, the leaves fell off, vatsaf tsafa, or an arava which is called a tsaf tsafa, which explains the Gemara what that means, psula, all these are pasul. Kamusha, if it's shriveled, vishanashru miktas aleha, or some of the leaves fell off, Vishel Baal, or if it's from a field that's called Baal, Kshera, it's kosher. What does it mean, Baal? So a stay Baal is a field that has to be watered. Rainwater is not sufficient for it. You have to water it. So if the Arava has come from such a field, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Va'arve Nachal. That's the way the Pasuk describes Aravais. Aravais of the Nachal, of a stream. And so, Ainli El Shal Nachal. I would only know from here that you're allowed to use Aravais that grow on the side of a Nachal. Shel Baal, Shel Harim, Inayin. How do I know that you could even use Aravais that grow just regularly in a field or where they grow on the mountain? The answer is Tamalama. The pasuk says ve'arve, and so it's mashma all different types of aravos because it's plural. Arve is a plural lashon, and so it's mashma even other aravos that don't grow on the riverbed. However, Abishalai, where he argues and he says arve nachal shtayim is lashon of arve nachal. It's a double lashon of arve, as we just explained. That's telling us that there's two different dinim of arava: arava lulav, arava lamikdash. There's an arava for your lulav, and there's a din of arava in the base of mikdash, which we're going to be learning about in the next parak, and that's what the pasuk of arve nachal is teaching us. Now the Gemara goes back to the Rabbanon asking imkin, if that's really so, if you don't have to use aravas that grow by a nachal, so lamanemar v'arve nachal, why does it say v'arve nachal? What does that teach us? The answer is prat letzav tzefes. That's excluding this arava that we mentioned in our Mishnah, itzav tzofa. The pasuk is telling us that whatever aravas you're using, wherever they grow, they have to be like the aravas that grow on the side of a nachal, and they can't be a tzav tzofa. So the question is, ezu yishal tzav tzefes, what exactly is this tzav tzofa arava, which is problematic? The answer is, asui kmin magal, if it's made like a sickle. If you take a close look at the leaf of an arava, it has a small serration on it, and it would be problematic if that serration is curved towards one direction. If you take a look over here on the Bir Chaim Kanievsky on the side bottom left over here with a picture labeled Aleph, so you see how this drawing of a serration, but it's curved downwards, that's a tzav tzafa, and that's a problem. And we continue discussing this in the Gemara. Tani we have a brisa, hasukim in magal psula. If the way that the leaves of the arava are is like a magal, it's like a sickle, so that's puzzle. Whereas kim in meser, if they're serrated like a saw, and that's where the points of the serrations are just pointing upwards and not curved, ksheris and it's kosher. And ezui arava psula, what other type of arava is puzzle? Ale agol v'kane lavon, that's if the leaves are round, they're not long and pointed like our aravas are, but if they're rounded leaves and the stalk or the stem of the arava is white, that's not kosher. And ezui arava kshera, what's a kosher arava? Ale araich v'kane adaim, the leaf is long and narrow and the stem is reddish. And not halacha dal, the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says shloisha adasim u'shtei aravas lulav echad v'esar gechad, a person's lulav bundle should be three adasim, two aravas, one lulav, and one esrog. And v'afilu shnayim ketumin v'echad she'ene katum, even if two of the hadasim are katum, the tip is snipped, that's not a problem as long as one of them is not katum. Now Rabbi Tarfon says afilu shloshtan ketumin, even if all three of them are snipped, that's okay. Rabbi Kiva says k'shem shel lulav echad v'esar gechad, the same way that we take one lulav and one esrog, kach hadas echad v'arava achas, so too one hadas and one arava. So the Gemara tells us Rabbi Shmuel darshan as follows: priyetz hadar echad. When the pasuk describes an esrog, it calls it a priyetz hadar, and that tells us one pri, so you just take one. And kapos tamarim echad, kapos tamar as well, which is lulav, that's just one. And the reason why it's one is because the pasuk actually doesn't have a vav. It's not spelled chaf pei vav saf, which is the way that it's read. It's spelled chaf pei saf, so we could actually read it as kapas tamarim, and that means just one lulav. And vanaf etz avos shloisha, we have these three different descriptions of a hadas: anaf, eitz, and avos. So that tells us to take three hadasim, and va'arve nachal, aravos of a nachal, so shtayim, we take two. However, as Rabbi Shmuel had said in the Mishnah, ushtei delayos, two of them could be katum, they could be snipped, achas she'ena katuma, and one of them is not allowed to be. Now Rabbi Tarfon says, afilu shloshtan katumin, even all three of them could be snipped. Tarf bar Rav Mamal, ba'o kumir of imi, he asked the following question of imi: kamad Rabbi Shmuel marbe b'hadas, the same way that Rabbi Shmuel increases the hadas, he says that based off of the pasuk, anaf eitz avos, we have three words describing the hadas, that tells us we should have three hadasim, well, yare b'shar minim, we should increase all the other minim as well. What does the pasuk say regarding esreg? Pri eitz hadar, so person has to take three esregim. Eluv as well, it says kapais tamarim. Since we read it kapais, that's mashma two, so we should have to take two lulavim. Why does he only say this by hadasim? So Amar Leir of Imi responded to him, Mizbarat sover al Rabbi Shmuel katum hadar. Do you think that Rabbi Shmuel holds that katum, a hadas that has the tip snipped, is hadar? It can't be that he holds that. In other words, what's Rabbi Imi responding to him? You, Rav Babar Mamal, are understanding that Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's a chiyuv that you have to have three hadasim, and then Melo, when he tells us that two of those hadasim are allowed to be katum, that means Rabbi Shmuel holds that lechatchila a snipped hadas is okay, and that means that that's considered hadar. The problem is that can't be. It's impossible that he holds that a snipped hadas is hadar. It has to be that really Rabbi Shmuel holds that you only need one hadas lechatchila, and the other two hadasim are just to make it nice, to give your lulav some pizzazz, some flavor, that it's a beautiful bouquet of species, but really only one hadas lechatchila, and that's why he says that two of them could be katum, it's no problem. However, the Gemara asks on this, Yudzayin Ralph on top of Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfon had said, commenting on Rabbi Shmuel, afilu shloshan ketumen, that even if three of them are katum, it's not a problem. Now, let's bar nosh amar afilu, no one says the word afilu, ela duhu moed al kadmaisa, that's only if he agrees with the previous statement, and usually this lashon of afilu is arguing with the previous statement in order to be more makel. Now, the problem is, if what we're we're saying is really true, that according to Reb Tarfon, you only need one hadas, and Reb Tarfon is commenting on him, saying, shloshtan ketumin, it turns out that Reb Tarfon is being more machmir than Reb Shmuel, because Reb Shmuel is saying you only need one hadas, and Reb Tarfon is saying that you need three hadasim. And we have a very similar question, Reb Chagai ba kumi Reb Yosa, ma ba Reb Tarfon lo hasif al div Reb Shmuel, what's Reb Tarfon coming to add on to the words Reb Shmuel? And so the answer is, he told him, Reb Shmuel lo savar katam hadar. Reb Shmuel does not hold that katam is considered hadar, whereas Reb Tarfon savar katam hadar, Reb Tarfon holds that katam is hadar. In other words, our original understanding is correct. Reb Tarfon actually is being more machmer than Reb Shmuel, because Reb Tarfon says you have to have three adasim, whereas Reb Shmuel is saying you only need one. It's just that the place where he's being more makel is Reb Shmuel holds that katam is not hadar, as opposed to Reb Tarfon holds that katam is hadar. So in truth, we find that this comment that he's making turns out that he is being more makel, at least in one nekuda regarding hadar, but he's also being more machmer in regards to the fact that you need three and one is not enough. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss hadasim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.